The Internal Revenue Service says nearly half the income tax returns processed so far were sent in electronically. E-filing has been growing in popularity, but it's not growing fast enough to please either the administration or Congress. The White House wants to greatly expand the e-filing program because it saves money for government and it reduces hassles for taxpayers. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the tax preparation industry is worried that the effort might turn the government from a partner into a competitor.
Right now, the vast majority of electronic forms come from tax preparers who've adopted the technology with gusto. Only a small percentage of taxpayers who do their own returns have warmed to e-filing, despite the enthusiastic endorsement that users of TurboTax software get when they finish their returns.
Electronic filing is easier than ever, and the benefits of electronically filing your returns can be dramatic. It's faster.
The IRS agrees e-filing is better in every way. That's why it's a bit surprising to learn that you still have to pay for the privilege of electronic filing. Depending on the tax preparation software, you can expect to pay $7 to $12. That's in addition to the cost of the software you may have to buy. The money goes to the software companies who serve as middlemen. Right now, you cannot simply send an electronic return directly to the IRS. But that could change if the Treasury Department gets its way. Mark Weinberger is an assistant Treasury secretary.
It shouldn't cost taxpayers more to have to file electronically because not only is filing electronically easier for them, it reduces the burden on both taxpayers and the government.
This sounds like a well-intentioned good government initiative, but when a good government program involves the IRS, it raises suspicions. When some groups heard about the proposal to allow direct online filing, they asked why government was horning in on a lucrative private enterprise. Leslie Page of Citizens Against Government Waste says she's a lot more comfortable having a private company handling her taxes.
The IRS is fraught with problems. They are a very mismanaged agency. What happens if they give you wrong information or they accept taxes that are prepared erroneously, even if they are prepared on the website? The fact of the matter is who would you go to then to make the case that there was a mistake?
Page says there's nothing wrong with allowing people to download basic forms, fill them out, and send them in. But she says if the IRS creates its own version of, say, TurboTax, Americans would be sorry. The tax software industry agrees and says the proposal could make a nosy agency even nosier. Ed Black of the Computer and Communications Industry Association says just imagine the questions the IRS could ask if agents could look back at all the changes you made while preparing your forms.
Who changed their deductions in which direction? Who decided to change their charitable deduction in a process of doing their return? And from an audit standpoint, the ability to look back at keystrokes and the way in which something's prepared could actually be very, very troublesome for the taxpayer.
Since announcing the program, the administration has tried to reassure industry. The Treasury Department insists this is simply a natural expansion of the telefile system that allows taxpayers with simple returns to file for free by phone. Treasury's Mark Weinberger says the administration will work with industry to make e-filing more accessible.
We don't want to cross the line of getting into the software business. What we really want to do is just provide for returns to be filed for free.
Till now, the IRS has been trying to lure electronic filers with the promise of an early refund, though that's probably not much of an incentive for taxpayers who owe money. The administration and Congress hope to raise the reward by possibly extending the deadline from April 15th to the 30th for e-filers. If that doesn't work, maybe the administration should consider doing what the airlines do, actually giving a discount to e-customers. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.